This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is a Tie Tuesday, and the Hall of Famer this week presented by Corvus Vodka, the official vodka of the Pro Football Hall of Fame, and by 110 Grill, gluten-free dining done right. And good morning and hello, Ty Law.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Great. How are you?
I'm hanging. I'm so tired, man. I had to pivot and go to DR. I forgot. My schedule's so crazy. I forgot I had to go down there to a wedding. I promised a good friend of mine that I'll be there. So now I'm in Florida, and I got to head to L.A. today. Damn it, I'm tired, guys.
So you were in the DR, Dominican Republic, I assume, is what you're saying.
Dominican Republic, yes. Yes, it was a good time down at the Hard Rock. Yep.
Yeah, and this was Giselle's marriage.
Quick, man.
We had to dump out of that, but no S.
Yeah,
yes.
Quick.
Man, I didn't know that. Oh man, I mean, I guess congratulations are in order, I guess, but I didn't know that one.
Every baby is a blessing.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Amen.
Yes, it is. That's what I'm saying. Hey, amen. Yeah, absolutely. Oh my goodness, I didn't know that one, man. Well, y'all like TMZ of Boston. Y'all get all the scoop. Damn.
Well, it's kind of everywhere.
It's news. But Wiggy is upset because he thinks that there should be a proper waiting time after a divorce.
I don't even know if the paper's dry on Giselle and Tom's divorce.
How long did you see? You said 3 years.
Yeah, I'd say like 3 years, especially
so somebody,
when
somebody gets divorced and they're not with somebody else for 3 years.
Well, are you talking about soulmates? She was saying he was a soulmate and they were soulmates and all this. I mean, that quickly? Really?
It's quick, Wiggy, but man, life, you got to move on, man. I mean, it ain't like somebody in jail or prison or something, you know what I mean?
Well, clearly
you got to move on, bro.
She was humping around while Brady was still playing because that was extremely quick.
You can't say that. It don't take but one time, Wiggy.
Good point.
She brought him on vacation with the kids.
A lot of fellas I'll take one time.
They were best friends that fell in love.
Bullseye. Damn it.
He bullseyed her, all right. Sounds like he wants a bag is what he wants. Brady better not be paying.
Wiggy. No. Why can't it be true love, man? I mean, let's be happy for him. You know, blended family is good, man.
I ain't buying that.
Yeah. Yeah. And then again, she could have 12 kids. Yeah, that's Giselle Bundchen. Yeah, she can afford them.
You think Tom thinks it's true love?
Huh?
Tom was buddies with the guy.
Hey, I know a lot of people out there that got kids that wasn't true love, but they still got true love for their kids.
Yeah, that's right. All right. Well, on to sports and a big win for the New England Patriots on Sunday against the Jets.
That was a huge win, but you know, storming the field like you won the Super Bowl, I thought that's a little excessive. But y'all don't say it. I'm gonna say it. I mean, I think it's a great win. You beat the Jets. I mean, it's the worst division in football. But I think it's good for the team morale, especially when, you know, Jacoby Brissett, he gets to get back in and close the game out. I like what I'm seeing from Drake May and a couple guys, but let's just be realistic. They still need an overhaul, but it was a great, great team win, especially against a division rival. But let's say what it is. The division stinks.
The narrative is from some that this team responded to Gerard Mayo calling them soft. Do you agree with that?
I mean, that is a good response with a win. I mean, that's the narrative that we can talk about. But I think anybody that's a competitor on the team, when your head coach says that about you, you want to go out there and prove something. And I think they did. But again, you would like to see that. First of all, I didn't know the Jets was that bad. Oh, my goodness. I mean, great win, but against a bad team. The Jets are all over the place now. I seen across the ticker that is Adams, he's requesting another trade.
Is he?
Is that what's going on?
I don't know. I didn't see that. I did not see that.
Yeah, I seen that. I seen it pop up on my feed that he asked for, not on TV, but on my feed,
right,
that he was requesting another trade. So I was like, I don't know if that's true or not. But again, the Patriots, great win. You know, I hope May is coming back. He's coming back next week. But it was a good team win. But they still need a lot of help, you know, and this offseason is going to be very important.
It surprised you. There were significant moments where Aaron Rodgers was making mental errors, you know, when it came to delay of games and not being able to figure it out on the 2-point conversion and didn't like what he saw or whatever his excuse is. Did that surprise you about Aaron Rodgers?
It does, because he's been, you know, such a great quarterback for so long. That just lets you know that the team and the organization right now is in disarray. And not even the great Aaron Rodgers can fix it. You know, I think, you know, from what we're looking at right now, it's a colossal failure with, you know, the addition of Aaron Rodgers, which no one thought that, because he's that elite of a quarterback. He's that great of a player over a period of time and, you know, a surefire first ballot Hall of Famer. But this is not working. It's going to be interesting to see what they do, you know, moving on, because he's going to be there. But next year, would he be there? What's he going to do with the head coach? I mean, they're all over the place in New York. So I'm glad that New England, as far as a rebuilding team, you know, a young team, considering young head coach, got to beat Aaron Rodgers. So that's good for the morale. But again, the division stinks.
Ty, would you say Aaron Rodgers, despite what you just described, right, he's going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer, do you think it's an underachievement, his career, given how much talent he has, only getting to one Super Bowl?
Well, he got to it in one. I mean, you think about some of the all-time greats that are in the Hall of Fame that can't say that, you know, Dan Marino being one of them. I mean, at one time, he was the pinnacle at the quarterback position. He has no Super Bowls. He went to one and didn't win, so at least Aaron Rodgers, you know, can call himself a champion. You know, and at the end of the day, when you say Hall of Famer, this many Pro Bowls, you're going to see champion with Aaron Rodgers, so you got to give him credit. But as far as the conversation, as far as being, you know, one of like the GOAT, or, you know, that conversation was coming up before because of his talent, you know, that, you know, you he's not on that list anymore. I mean, he's going to be one of the GOATs as a Hall of Famer, but like the GOAT as far as his talent, you know, that is, unless he can manage to play 10 more years, which I doubt, you know, he's out of that conversation.
Ty, they get a win, which is great, but they have an issue when it comes to drops. It seemed like Drake and Jacoby were able to hit their receivers in the chest, in the hands, but guys just couldn't hang on to the ball. How frustrating is that for the rest of the team to watch that in real time, but then also having to watch the tape of all those drops?
I mean, it's very frustrating, and that's when quarterbacks lose faith in the receiver. I mean, Tom Brady will shut you down if you can't catch the ball. You know, he can't trust you. And I know a lot of great quarterbacks do that, but what other options do they have? You have to keep throwing it around when it comes to certain teams. You gotta keep giving opportunities. You don't have, like I said, don't have that many options. So, you know, as a defensive player, it's like, what are you doing? It's like, I would equate that to a basketball player going to the free throw line. Make the free throw, man. Come on, you gotta make that. You and the pros. Or if it was a chip shot for a kicker. Come on, man. You gotta make that one. You know what I mean? So it's very frustrating for a team, but more frustrating for the quarterback.
Have you ever seen a group of wide receivers who do less and think more of themselves than this group?
You know what? You know, it is like, that's the receiver mentality, though. So I can't say, you know, save so much, but you got to go out there and do something. You got to have some resume or build a resume to be able to say certain things, you know, as a player. But receivers, they just have that, you know, uncanny ability to talk trash and bring attention to themselves when they ain't doing nothing. I think that's been, you know, for years, this has been happening. You know what I mean? They just think all the time, which is a good thing to have, that you're the best on the field. I need the ball more. Just throw me the damn ball. you know, and you know, the great Keyshawn Johnson, and he used to love that one. So I think every receiver has that mentality. But sometimes, just no matter of fact, all the time, you know, put up or shut up. That's how I say with a receiver. Because now you're talking from a DB perspective, because a lot of them will catch one ball and swear they did something. You know what I mean? So that's just a receiver mentality.
Time now for the most entertaining play of the game, brought to you by Apex Entertainment. Experience the thrills at Apex Entertainment in Marlboro. Nominations?
I would
return?
Yeah, the punt returns.
Okay.
I mean, the game-winning touchdown.
But Drake May.
My guy can scoop.
Drake May can run. I got to give him Drake. I mean, he didn't get to play, you know, much. He had to go out with the concussion. But when he started the game and running the ball like that gives you promise. We see he can throw the ball too, but using his legs is something that, you know, New England hasn't seen in a long time, because Tom Brady, he didn't have to use his legs. So now we got a quarterback. You know, we're not going to put him in the Lamar Jackson, you know, category, anything like that, or Michael Vick, but he can use his legs better than most quarterbacks in the league.
So can his ex-wife. All right. We are going... We are Ty Law. We are going to thank you so much for taking the time, as always. Big week for you. Anything big going on this week?
No. I'll be trick or treating in L.A. You know what I mean. So I'll be out there, you know, with my daughter. You know, they. You know, checking candy. I mean, I think we still need to do that out there, guys. No matter what neighborhood you live in, still check your kids' candy. You know, still some weird people out there. So you know.
I just want to send
that out to the parents.
If you could only, I heard Rich and Adam Jones doing this yesterday, so I'd ask you, if you could only steal one candy from your daughter after Halloween, what would that candy be?
Me, I'm a Reese's guy.
Yes.
Everybody is.
It's a perfect, treat.
Hunter Henry, some people go get the, man,
but you got to watch. You got to squeeze it first to see if it's fresh. If it's hard, don't eat that one. That's some dry-ass peanut butter, man. I hate when they go get the old candy. You know, I think they put the big bag of candy. A lot of times they don't put the fresh stuff in there. So, you know, they need to do better with the candy stuff.
All right. Ty Law, we'll talk to you again soon. Thank you.
All right, guys. Take it easy.
Yep. All right.
I'm Reese's all day long.
Me too.
I think it's the number one most popular candy in Massachusetts, I believe.
Yeah. Which one do you prefer?
I like the basic ones, like the pack.
White, you like the white chocolate one?
No, I like the two-pack with the little round
Reese's.
Right,
but they have the for trick-or-treating, they give out the two-pack, but it's the single, right?
Yeah.
One in there. But then they have the one that's wrapped up in the kind of like the aluminum foil.
That's the same. You're just talking about the single one?
No.
Peanut butter and chocolate.
Yeah, but one's smaller.
I see what you're saying.
One's the smaller, shorter one. No, it's like the
thins. They have like the white chocolate thins.
No, you're missing
it. I like those because I'm on a diet.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah. They're the smaller, thicker boys.
Yeah, they're the smaller, thicker boys. Yeah. I don't know what they're
Those are good, too. Those are poppable.
Yeah, because I feel like those are big on Thanksgiving, like, because they come in the bag where they just kind of drop them. You peel it out like the aluminum foil looks like a Hershey's Kiss, but it's Reese's.
All right. Coming up, we're going to talk question four with Eliza Dushku. Right now, Courtney, and what is trending?
Jones and Keefe, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by the 99 Restaurants and Pubs. The Celtics took down the Bucks 119-108 last night. It was Peyton Pritchard's night, going off for 28 points, nailing 8 of his 12 three-pointers to tie the franchise record for threes off the bench. Peyton now leads the NBA in points and three-pointers off the bench. Jaylen Brown led the way with 30 points to get to the C's 4-0 record so far this season. And Monday Night Football saw Steelers win over the Giants 26-18, the final with Russell Wilson completing 20 of 28 passes for 278 yards and a touchdown. The Dodgers continue to roll in the World Series. They took down the Yankees 4-2 in Game 3 in the Bronx. They've won all three of those games. We've got a Bruins game tonight. They're in action. They take on the Flyers at the TD Garden. Puck drop is at 7. And kids eat free at the 99 restaurants on Halloween. Visit the 99 for lunch or dinner, and kids get a free meal from the kids' menu with every adult entree purchase. You gotta love the 9s. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
44 degrees in Boston, partly cloudy, afternoon high of 57. Things I never thought I'd say on WEEI in the morning. Coming up next, psychedelics with Eliza Dushku.
You might know our next guest from Buffy the Vampire Slayer, or as Wiggy brought up earlier, Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back, or the film that Courtney says is one of the top all five films of all time. What is that one?
Bring It On.
Bring It On.
Yep, Missy, great character.
The actress, and I would say activist, Eliza Dushku joins us right now. Good morning. Hello.
Hi. Good morning, everyone.
Are you shrooming right now?
Thank you, Courtney.
Are you shrooming at this moment?
No, not at this moment, but preparing to get pretty fired up for election, which is a week away, and hoping people can join me in saying yes on 4 to allow others to have therapeutic access to psilocybin and its healing greatness.
Yeah, so we had a lively discussion about this during the 6 o'clock hour, but question 4, would legalize and regulate some psychedelic drugs here in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, you would have to be over 21 to grow and to use them. And I was reading about your experience, and when it came to what is a huge issue in this country now, Curtis, we talk about it a lot on the show, those who are struggling when it comes to mental health, this was very, very helpful for you, Eliza.
Yes, it absolutely was. And, this was about 6 years ago in my case, and I was in a really bad way, and I had tried kind of the conventional methods of, and recommendations from my doctors and therapists and teams from EMDR treatment is one widely known trauma treatment, different pharmaceuticals. I was in deep trauma therapy, and someone actually who had a background in addiction and recovery that I trusted recommended this. And I think that's one misconception people have, is that the psychedelics would not be efficient in addiction and recovery, but so much addiction is trauma informed, and so they're actually very effective for those struggling with substance abuse. And they were transformational for me.
Eliza, wouldn't this also be helpful when it comes to regulating something, using shrooms as an example, whereas right now, if somebody wants to get it, they don't know how much they're consuming or where they're getting it from or where it's coming from. If it's legal and people are going to a shop to get it, you would know how much you're ingesting every time.
Absolutely. I mean, the reality is that this bill is about harm reduction, and it's about bringing these medicines kind of out from being in the shadows. You know, people are already using them. People are aware of how effective they are and the breakthrough capacity that they have in medicine and in improving mental health. And so now it's time for us as a state to say, we're not going to hide these anymore and keep people, as you said, if they're going to take these, we don't want them being afraid to contact their doctor or let their doctor know how they're working with them. Or if they were to seek help from an emergency room, you don't want people afraid to go in because they'll be arrested because they're trying to improve their mental health. It doesn't make sense. And so absolutely this would bring them out of the shadows. And look, there's the therapeutic regulated use piece that we are so behind. And then some people have been caught up on the decriminalization and the personal use piece. But the reality is you can't decriminalize these medicines without allowing people to grow their own personal amount. They cannot sell them. They cannot barter or trade them. That would still be federally illegal. But if you're going to say that they're decriminalized and we're going to start using them therapeutically, where are people going to get their substance if they can't grow their own? And that's what pushes people to the black market. If you don't have that piece where they can procure their own substances, then it actually is much more dangerous. The American Medical Association agrees that psychedelics should be decriminalized as a matter of public health.
Eliza, as somebody who smokes weed and always hears from people who are like, hey, it's a gateway drug, like that's their only excuse to why they didn't want to legalize it initially, but luckily they did. Is that like the same thing that you get when you bring up mushrooms, is that people always go to, it's a gateway drug and it's going to lead you to, booting up heroin?
Yeah, I hear you on that. And that, you know, I remember hearing that often back in the marijuana time as well. And I'd say with this, it's almost even worse in that we're just stuck in so much stigma from the 70s and 80s. You know, people still classify psychedelics and they think of the hippies and, you know, old stories of people jumping out windows. And that's just, that's been debunked. The reality is if this is used in a safe and therapeutic way, it is so safe and it is so therapeutic and so healing, and they're not addictive. That's another, you know, I don't know as much about marijuana, but some people I think find they can be addicted to marijuana. People don't tend to do a mushroom session and then want to do it the next day and the next day. They're really powerful sessions. So there's really no addiction associated with these medicines. And I think it's just about, you know, educating the public that these are molecules that have been used for hundreds, if not thousands of years, for mental health and for healing. And it's time to kind of, it's time to educate people. And that's why I'm speaking out. They can be so helpful to us. And the reality is, as someone said at the beginning, we are in a mental health crisis. And it's great that we've identified that as a people, as a nation. But now we need to start doing something. There have been no real treatments in the last 20 to 25 years for people suffering with PTSD, with trauma, with treatment-resistant depression and anxiety. I'm now working as a clinical mental health intern with veterans and military service members. These people deserve more. You know, they put their lives on the line to go out and fight for this country, and coming home shouldn't be the scariest, worst part. The suicide rates of veterans are on the low end, about 20 per day. And that to me is just, it's a disgrace that we wouldn't offer them the option of psychedelic-assisted therapy. This is called the Massachusetts Ballot for Mental Health Options. So it's not for everybody, but let's give them the option. We owe them that much, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, well, I wanted to ask about getting clarity when you're having a session. Did you ever go back and say, all right, I got clarity. This is a film that I would not have done. were there any movies that you regret doing?
I don't need mushrooms for that, my friend. Let me tell you.
All right. Don't say True Lies, because True Lies is one of the all time great films, I think.
No, but in all honesty, I will say in my first session, that was so powerful and helpful for me that I described in this month's Boston Magazine. There was, once I sort of went through the really deep healing phase of the treatment, I did have a very strong kind of message or understanding from sort of, they talk about, we all have this innate inner intelligence, this inner healer, this kind of higher self inside of us. And we get conditioned in our lives to kind of, you know, believe different things or adapt to what we think society wants from us. And when you take these psychedelic medicines, it's like that kind of blood like dissolves away, and you get many people get a very clear connection and insight. And in that place for me, it was very loud and clear that I was not going to continue doing what I was doing as an actor. While I have, you know, gratitude and respect for all the people I was able to work with, it was very clear to me that my purpose from that point on was going to be to help other people with this treatment, because we all live under a mask. We all live under, you know, we all have our baggage and the trauma and the things that we carry. And this works. And so I knew it would be my mission to bring this to others.
Eliza, very interesting. Thank you for sharing your perspective. And the vote is Tuesday. Seems like the Commonwealth is split right down the middle, so we will see what happens when it comes to question four.
Thank you. Yeah, I would say it's split, but it's also, I think there are many in favor. And the reality is, you know, psilocybin and some other organic natural substances have been decriminalized in 8 different cities in Massachusetts for the last 2 to 3 years, including Cambridge, Somerville, Salem, Northampton. There's been no uptick in people driving around, you know, tripping on magic mushrooms, and no uptick in emergency room visits. The reason I wanted to speak out, frankly, is I think there's a lot of fear-mongering going on. And I understand, you know, people, these are serious medications, in the same way we would want to wrap them in safety, that we would want to, you know, lock up our OxyContin, and if we're taking those for medicine or for pain, or lock up other potentially harmful substances. We want to see these wrapped in safety, but we have to bring them out. We can't. If this bill passes, this would go to the legislature for 2 years. There's a 2-year rulemaking process run by a commission of doctors, best in Massachusetts, best in the world, and a rulemaking process, and then they could change the bill. They could take certain medication, certain substances out. They could change the amount of space that people could have in their homes to grow them in. That came from the Colorado measure. But don't kill the bill. Let's improve it and trust our legislature. Trust, you know, Maura Healey and our attorney general that they're going to make this, they're going to get this right. Massachusetts has been leading the way for 200 years. We developed so many innovative breakthrough treatments here, and it's time for this to be the next one.
All right, Eliza, all right. Thank you.
Got my vote.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate you guys, and hopefully I can we can find each other sometime and talk about, you know, Bring It On and Kevin Smith.
I say when it's legal that we, you know, we do a little microdosing.
Shroom potty.
And then talk about it.
Not the first time Greg said that to a girl.
I
like that. Talk about it, yes. All right, Eliza.
Thank you guys for having me on. I got to run to class. Be well.
All right. Okay.
She's so sweet.
That'd be cool. A shroom potty?
People are, like, I don't get, like, you see some people who are like, wow, why are you talking, like, why are you talking about this? This is a paid commercial. Like, the woman is trying to do something that she thinks is going to be beneficial for others.
And you said we were going to debate these topics that everyone's talking about.
It's fine to disagree. Like, she's not out of her... She's not, off her rocker. She has had an incredible experience when it comes to her recovery from her trauma. And so...
I know when my back starts acting up, blaze a couple tokes, feel a lot better.
And not for nothing, but if you microdose or if Wiggy smokes pot, how does it hurt you? It doesn't. Like, if somebody is free to do something in their own home at a shop where it's, you know, legal, how does that impact your life? Why are people so obsessed with deciding for others what they should do?
It's weird.
Who cares?
It's weird.
It's like Nima Chick on the roof deck with the chicken. Like, Greg can eat chicken. You can choose not to, you know. And if you want to have a vegan burger, go nuts. Why do you have to yell at me? It's like that scene in Curb where Larry David's like, he compared religion to lobster. He's like, everybody must eat lobster. Who cares? Do whatever you want. Live your life. Don't listen. Listen. The show is on a station. There's many options out there.
Right. And CD for me, when are you going to have the other side on? Well, you seem to be opposed, so sack up and call the show.
Sure. Have anybody on?
Yeah.
Oh, because I'd like to, you know, explain to me what's the bad part of it, other than going with the low hanging fruit that
slippery slope.
Yeah. Other than that, explain to me what would be bad for somebody to
You'd
be
have to have somebody
shrooms.
Call who, you know, went on a bad trip or something.
Well, because it would also be a revenue generator for the state, right? Which
correct.
Is a good thing for all of us, correct? I believe.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, well, that's what we're waiting for the feds to
that
do
means
with weed.
More bike lanes.
Oh, right, of course. My apologies.
Right.
Like where would you guess the millions and millions of dollars that has been generated from those who are wagering legally, like Courtney has gone?
Your neighbors.
The electric buses that are coming?
It's gone to the neighbors?
Yep.
A lot
Which
of
is
money.
Also crazy. Like, a lot of the people that are outraged about legalizing microdosing are perfectly happy paying for people to live here in perpetuity.
And it would create more jobs.
Right.
Like, I guess I don't understand why it's...
$600 million last month alone in sports betting to the state.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I've always asked the question, like...
Courtney's going to make that on her next parlay.
Yeah.
You know, that's why I always ask, is somebody who's like, you know, who blazes the kush and people are like, oh, you know, I always... There's no... The other than... Like, I've never seen anybody, or I don't know anybody, I've never had to go to the hospital because I've had weed poisoning.
Can you just imagine for a moment Courtney shroomed out trying to lock a 15-leg parlay?
Oh, that'd be pretty funny.
It would be like everything would be merging together.
It would just coalesce.
It would be like a 63-leg parlay.
Well, you almost hit that one last night. Don't give up. I hope you're
I'm not going to give up.
No,
because
keep it up. Go right back at it.
Because last night, it really, I get the hype. Like, it was a euphoric feeling every time something hit.
You just missed on the anytime touchdown. That's it, right?
From Pickens, who had two that were called back. Yeah. And I mean, I didn't hit on Russell Wilson over 1.5 because those two got called back as well.
Yeah, they were correlated. You would have been
Yes. Yeah.
But see how close you were to hitting the parlay. Like, it is a possible and real thing.
Okay, so Wiggy, when you get a scratch ticket today, right, and you have number 10 and you scratch number 9 and it was for $1 million, you're not really close. They do that to make it
seem like you were close. But see, here's the difference. With a scratch ticket, I don't have any control, or not control, or insight to potentially which box to scratch, which box not to scratch. Where in a parlay, like, you have insight on who you could potentially think that's going to win the game.
Right.
Right? You have insight on who might, you know, throw two touchdowns. If Russell Wilson has been throwing two touchdowns for the past 4 weeks and they like to throw the ball, like, you have that insight. With the lottery, you don't have none of that, you know, insight on to help you make the right pick or scratch the right number to win money, where you have that ability.
But the thing is, if you eat a couple shroom Rolos, then you don't care. Win or lose, it doesn't matter.
Right.
Right.
Amen.
Have you told that story on the show, Greg?
Should I?
It's an all-timer.
I don't think that this is a good one.
I would not include names.
Okay.
But it is epic.
All right, maybe I'll tell that when we come back.
It's funny when people are like, Courtney, Greg, and we have no idea what they're talking about. It's like, I think Greg and I specified that we indeed do know what we're talking about when this one.
Yeah, I have no clue. Yeah. I've never shroomed, so.
Yeah. All right, maybe I'll tell that before we go.
That would be great. It is an all-timer.
That's a cautionary tale about legalizing shrooms.
Will shrooming be when I had the edible cookies and I ended up at the wrong airport? You freaked out?
There's two in Houston. It's confusing.
Yes. If you took too much,
Is that what it would be like?
But everybody's reasons why we shouldn't have shrooms would be even better allocated as to why you shouldn't have alcohol.
Well, that's what somebody said. Curtis, what about when these people are abusing them and then they're driving? Okay. That's affecting me.
Well, let me explain my life in very simple terms. I cannot consume alcohol safely, so I choose not to. You can, Greg, and I do want to do nothing to prevent you, Courtney, Wiggy, and Shime from having a nice evening. Because I struggle with something, it doesn't mean you should have to change your life.
Right.
That's the way I view America. So because people could abuse something, that would be a reason to do nothing. Why should anybody get a license? There will be people that speed and drive erratically.
Yeah, well, I think the same people that might be inclined to sadly operate a vehicle while intoxicated would do it on any substance, whether it's alcohol or
alcohol before. Like, how many times have we all got so drunk that we've thrown up on ourselves, thrown up in the middle of the street?
I mean, ever been to a road show?
Right.
I had to get hosed off in my front lawn.
So, I mean,
yeah, it was last weekend.
We got to take a break. We will be right back. Tomorrow, it is a Celtics Wednesday, and we will talk with Mego at 9 on this show tomorrow. Jones and Keith coming up. Before we go, maybe a cautionary tale, Curtis, as we talk about legalizing shrooms.
So, yes.
We had the Greg Hill Foundation Golf Tournament at Pinehurst several years ago. I can't remember. I don't think either one of you
my first year here, so it was 2 years ago.
So last day of it, they have a beautiful 9-hole course at Pinehurst, which is has speakers all over the course. Mm-hmm. Everybody's playing, and half of the people are playing barefoot and enjoying an adult beverage or two. And so at the 9th hole, where I ended up seeing that guy hit those back-to-back holes in one, if you remember that story.
Yes.
Everybody sits around and watches everybody tee off, and you're meeting people and chatting with people. I end up talking with these two guys who are eating what look like Rolo chocolates.
Oh, I love those.
those are good, man.
And they eventually share with me that these are actually shrooms.
Okay.
If you edibles, Wiggy.
Yep. Yep.
These are shrooms that are made in the shape of a Rolo.
Okay.
So they're talking about these guys, microdoser guys. They do it all the time. Love it. They're advocating for it to us and everybody who's around. And doesn't a marvelous, lovely woman who is golfing by herself come rolling up to the group. I would, if I had to guess, and it's not appropriate to guess a woman's age, but I would guess she was probably 72, 73 years old, spry and out there playing a round of golf by herself. And she says to these two guys, are those Rolos? And they say, yes, they are. And she says, I love Rolos. And so then they said, would you like a couple?
Oh.
And the woman said, yes. Now, I felt that. So I felt like maybe I ought to intervene, but then I don't know if it's
disclaimer.
Really my, if it's my business. So I always wondered, did that woman, did she end up making it through the nine, or did she end
had
up
the
in
best
the woods?
Nine of her life?
Did she have the best? Did she go out and like shine card a 39 or a 40 or something like that? I always wondered what happened.
She was in a tree looking for squirrels, guaranteed.
The one that got away.
Guaranteed. If she had a few of them, too.
Yeah.
And if you're saying they are like edibles, you're probably like,
yeah.
Should there be a disclaimer, though? Hey, I know you want some Rolos.
I know you like Rolos.
FYI, there's some shrooms in him.
Maybe those guys.
These are magic Rolos.
Maybe they should have. I don't know.
Ellis.
All right. Well, great show today, everybody.
Great show.
Yes.
Excellent show.
Great job, Courtney.
Yeah, oh, thank you. Job. Great job, excellent. Everybody else.
Those grunts are forever.
I have to dive into the Vanity Fair article Karen Reed dropped today.
Are you parlaying anything today or taking the day off?
Nope. Today, I'm not going to parlay till Thursday.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, you're gonna go
Thursday
late.
Night. Thursday night game. You're gonna parlay?
Yeah, I think so.
Same game parlay.
Yes. Then yeah. I liked that. Yeah. I enjoyed having multiple things I was rooting for throughout the game. So.
Amen.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Jones and Kiefer next.
Yep.
We are back tomorrow morning at 6:00. Thank you for your patronage.